You know what the Canadian government did with NAFTA and GATT? You remember that. You couldn't get a copy of it. And finally, they said, well, we'll put it online. So if you didn't have a computer and download it, you couldn't get it on paper. Finally, some judge or someone in Canada actually reprinted it, distributed it themselves, and then the citizen groups got a hold of it. This is pretty outrageous. You know, Woodrow Wilson is known as history as campaigning against secret treaties secretly arrived at. And that was 80 years ago. Here we are. This is the information age, huh? Huh? The techno twits are looking the other way. So don't ever think that great technology has its justice imperative. It can be used against us, or it can be used only by one side of the aisle. You should immediately print it. We now have the bootleg copy. Get someone to put it out in paperback with an interpretive analysis. You've got to do it fast. This is going to be completed by the end of the year, maybe early next year. So you're going to have maybe 6 months before they start trying to ram it through. This is like an avalanche. It starts very slowly, and then it catches faster and faster and faster. You're going to lose your country as you know it, because the global corporations want everything harmonized down to lower standards. That's what they live for, to reduce their costs of production. They'll cut deals with dictators who let them pollute, let them use dirt cheap labor without any rights to form trade unions.